Hello, folks. Where's the spooky music we're talking about? Are you superstitious?
Well, we just had Luke Boner on from the night shift.
You guys are taking the pee. Dave's opened up the umbrella live on the air already this morning.
It's just another day. You just get really, really precious about the whole thing, that's all. Are you superstitious? Big Alan Marion, are you?
No, not really, mate. But I know about this Chinese dude already. That superstitious, he was freaked out about going to work so much, his boss ended up saying, just stay at home, mate. And so he did, and he was opening the window to throw some garbage out or something, and a bee come in, stung him and killed him.
Oh my God! Is that true?
It's up, hey, why try and hide from it?
Yeah, but, you know, I think the Chinese are very superstitious because they have feng shui and all that sort of stuff. You make sure that your bed is facing the door and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but nobody would have expected a bee to sting you while you're putting out your garbage.
Do you have any superstitions at all?
No. Just, I won't have anything blue in my lounge room when I'm watching The Origin, mate.
Oh, well, see, you're okay. You started the conversation off rough, but I think you've come good now.
Yeah.
Queensland. Thank you, mate, for the call. Appreciate it.
See,
people are superstitious.
Well, not Al.
No, but if, I don't know about the Chinese man thing, though.
I think you're the only one that's superstitious around here. Like, full-on superstitious.
I read a story about a lady who choked to death on a fingernail that she bit. Like, that's superstitious as well. Like, it's don't put it in your mouth. It doesn't belong in there. Anyway, Friday the 13th, stay away from black cats, folks. 20 past 6, Triple A.